MY4G, W4DJW. Nothing heard. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net will be called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, and when nothing heard, we'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we're going to start out tonight with pre-net check-ins, then we'll go into Echo Link, and we'll recognize any new amateur radio operators, and then we'll start the RF section. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have W4FCM, that's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you as night, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. Good to have you as night, Pat. KW4TS, that's Jim and Pelzer. Appreciate you being there tonight, Jim. Yeah, Jim's and Pelzer. That's verifying, I got it right. And KN4MDA, that's Jonathan in Lyman. Good to have you as night, Jonathan. Hope you're doing well. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And KA5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate you listening in tonight with us, Leroy. Hope all's going well with you. And now we're no Echo Link stations, so we're going to pause for a moment for brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net or this net and aren't really quite sure about the protocol, may have a question or two, would like to check in. This is your opportunity. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, appears we don't have any brand new amateur operators checking in this evening, so we'll move on into the RF section of the net. Tonight being Saturday, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta, stationed with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters Alpha through Delta, A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
AW. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie, Kilo Tango, John, and I'm the Honey Fat. Good evening to everyone on the net. I'll be short time.
AW. November 4, Alpha, Kilo, N4AK, Glenn, in Sunset, South Carolina. Thank you, David.
W4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mac Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all indeed not, and we'll all be negative and negative.
EJW. KO 4, CEF. This is Andrew and Emmett, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that's a good start to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Net control, I'd like to recognize KF4CKT. That's John over in Honeypath. Good to have you with us tonight, John. You sounding good. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And here's somebody I haven't heard from in a long time. N4AK, that's Glenn over in, is it Traveler's Rest? That's what I got down, Glenn. Is that still current?
We're in Sunset, South Carolina now, and we're negative and negative. Thank you.
Okay, I'll update my database to Sunset, South Carolina. Good to have you with us. Appreciate you answering my email the other day so quickly. About your question about the repeater, we're working on a replacement that does all of them, not just like a Yaesu or a Kenwood or an Icon that does one digital mode. We're working on one that does all of them, right? So that may take a little bit longer, but it'd probably be worth it so they don't force everybody to change over. To answer your question, but I do appreciate your helping out with the question on the rope for the dial on the other radio. You take care, stay safe. Appreciate you being with us tonight. KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KO4CEF, that's Andrew and Emmett. Sounding good tonight, Andrew. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group in one pass. We'll go ahead and move it on up to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter of suffix their call. It begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, this is KO4HKX, Patrick up in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative this evening.
4DJW. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around tonight, Dave.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KO4HKX, that's Patrick and Penrose. You're sounding good tonight, Patrick. We appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. I've got you down for comments, Harry. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, moving it right along to the India Through Lima group. Station with the first letter of suffix their call. It begins with letters I through L. I'll let check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
W. And Miss Amy, you're well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Get to the net. Could you please take me in and out after formal? This is Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Drop. KO4ISG, Danny. Over here in Gastonia again. 73, God bless.
Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Romeo. Here in Greenwood, I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray. This is Jeff down in Pelzer. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Dave. Appreciate you calling the net, and 73 to everybody on the net tonight. Have a good weekend.
DJW. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
Okay, that's a really good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. He's over in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you this night, James. You're sounding good as usual. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid will be calling the 14664 net tomorrow at 8 o'clock with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and stop by at 8 o'clock on the frequency 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure you'd appreciate his net. You'll have a good time. He'll appreciate you being there and hang around afterwards for the Slow Scan TV net. Sid, we do appreciate you being here. I heard the Waynesville Ham Fest is going to be on this year. Hope I make it there. Hope I get to see you there. It's been a long time. That's where I saw you last. Anyway, Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And KO4ISG, that's Danny. He's over in Gastonia, North Carolina, which is quite a trip, and he's making it really, really nicely. Good to have you this night, Danny. Take care. Stay safe. KO4NNR, that's Jerry over in Greenwood. Good to have you this night, Jerry. You're sounding good. KO4JQX, that is Jeff. He's in Pelzer. You're sounding good tonight, too, Jeff. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And KO4JKV, that's Duncan up in Asheville. Good to have you this night, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW.
Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would please. Everyone have a good night and a good weekend. 73.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. Good to have you this night, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Always good to have you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We really do appreciate you being here night after night. And you take care, stay safe, and tell Donna we said hey. go ahead now and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter suffix your call that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Good. Kilo
Oscar
4, Juliet, November, KO4 in the Nates. My name is Fred. I am currently mobile in Piedmont. 73 to you and everybody else on the net, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. Larry in Simpsonville. Seems like there's going to be a lot of Larrys checking in tonight. But hey, Dave, this is, could you check me in and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
MJW. Thanks for calling the net and all you do for the net. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, and Inman. And Dave, thanks for giving me the opportunity to step up and take Tuesday night calling the net. At first, I was kind of scared of it, but now I look forward to it. Thank you again. I'll be negative, negative.
Net control. And November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike, N4WHM. This is Bill in Hartwell, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling that. 73s to everyone on the net.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4NNH. That's Fred. He's mobile in Piedmont. Fred, do be careful out there on the mobile. We appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe. KO4MWY, that's Larry in Simpsonville. Good to have you as night, Larry. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. K4OIM, that's Walt over in Emmon. Walt, we do appreciate you taking Tuesday nights. As much as you enjoy looking forward to it, we enjoy having you on Tuesday nights as the Blue Ridge 2-meter net control operator. And N4WHM, that's Bill over in Hartwell, Georgia. You're sounding really good from Hartwell, Georgia tonight, Bill. Do appreciate you taking time to be here. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of suffix of call that begins with letters Q through T. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in AA4RM. That's Alpha, Alpha, 4, Romeo, Mike. I'm Robert in Easley, negative and negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize AA4RM. That's our new Monday night check-in, the Monday night net control fill-in for the Monday nights that Wendy's not here. It's good to have you with us tonight, Robert. Do appreciate you stepping up and filling in that empty space as well. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
Net control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That's a neighbor of mine up here in Greer, just a hop, skip, and a jump away. I went by your street today, Tom. Headed out to O'Neill. Had to make a pass out there. Getting too much clutter around. Amy saying, get your stuff out of my space. So I had to make a trip up there to empty myself out of her space. Anyway, tell Bernice we said hello. Do appreciate you staying up late tonight and checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. You guys take care. Stay safe. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we are at the patient group. Only 17 minutes into the hour, and the patient group didn't have to be so patient tonight. If the first letter suffix your call begins with letters U through Z, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India Lima, India, both named Mary. Thanks for calling the night tonight, Dave. Nice slow night for you.
Okay, Nick, control, like to recognize K4XB, that is Tommy, who checked in from Honeypap, well, from Southern Greenville County, who checked in earlier with APRS. And then he sent me back a message and says, hey, it worked. Tommy, got you checked in via APRS text message. Good to have you using the full functionality of all the capabilities that are available to at hand to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Take care, stay safe. And KX4YM, that's Scott over in Greenville. Bring with him KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and KO4ILI, that's Miss Mary over in Greenville, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. You guys take care, stay safe. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a load in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Dave and everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO, Jim and Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren over in Taylor's. Good to have you this night, Warren. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. KO4LAO, that's Jim over in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us as well. Any other stations, we're all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, it looks like that's going to wrap up the formal portion this evening. Net Control would like to secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RACQ portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RACQs. And the first and only one we've got up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry. He's over in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, the stump is yours. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Had a interesting week. I finally found someone who could fix my Tintec Corsair 2 and this radio I'm talking on now, which need to go back and press some buttons. Anyways, FT7900, I think I told you earlier, since it was an export version, Yaesu would not fix it in this country. And poked around and found a fella here in the Asheville area that is in that business, and he said some voltage regulators had burned out. He fixed those, and that's what I'm talking on right now. I will copy his business card and email it to you. And once you see who it is, I think you'll know who it is. But anyway, I haven't got the Tintec put back together and put on the air yet, but I have been rearranging my station and decided to make the Tintec the number one station, and the 7300 is going to move to station number two, and 857 is going in the box and become the spare portable whatever. That has caused a lot of angst in my life, because when you start rearranging things, it means that you take your shack all apart and start putting it back together again, and then the rat's nest of cables and wires and cords behind the desk suddenly become obvious. So your wife said that your stuff was intruding in her space. I am familiar with that message. I can sympathize with you, and just don't look behind my desk. Anyway, finally quit raining, didn't get a whole lot. We tested up here today, and I think everybody came and got the first thing they came for, and a couple of them tried to upgrade, didn't make it, but that turned out well. And with that, that's pretty much been it. I'll bounce it back in your court once. KC4EZN, back to W4DJW.
So that's a lot for me to remember. Let's start off with getting that radio fixed. That is cool. I love to see a radio resurrected from past and gone to awake and alive and functioning well. I used my dad's radio when I went up to the O'Neill today, And I just love it every time I key the mic. Because that thing was dead and gone. Didn't have a display, didn't have any power output to speak of. Wouldn't hold anything up, couldn't tell what frequency you're on. And now I use it like there's nothing to it. And it'll output 50 watts, and it'll hold on to it for an hour. So I love it when you can fix a radio like that. That's really good. The guy's name, I'm anxious to see who that is. I just got a hint. If his first name starts with a Paul, let me know. Because I know a guy somewhere up in that area whose first name starts with Paul. And I think that might be the same one, but it might not be. So anyway, that guy's pretty good too. But I think he's expensive. But I've got an amplifier I need to take to him to get it worked on. And I just haven't done it yet because it's just a low priority. Yeah, Amy's got a room where she does her knitting. She's got all her knitting supplies. She's a big knitter. She's like, if she's doing anything that doesn't require her hands or undivided attention, she's got knitting needles in her hands. She's got a whole bunch of yarn in that room. And I told her, while I move from out of your library, which was my old airplane room, into my new airplane room, I'm going to park some of the stuff in her knitting room. Well, it's been there about 3 months now. And it's outworn as welcome. So, yeah, I've been taking little pieces out of the boxes and moving them to where they're going to go for the thing, so that I know where they are so that I can find them. So I've drained each box down to about a little less than half, but the same quantity of boxes was there. So I had to take two-thirds from two other boxes and make one full box and then take the empty boxes and get them out of her space. Still got one airplane in that room and one airplane in the guest bedroom that I've got to find a parking space for, and I'll be out of her hair. Well, that and a couple more boxes. Anyway, that's a lot of work. You're right, absolutely, when you clean out your ham shack. But this was an airplane room that has ham radio stuff in it, but it's just as bad as a ham shack. But it's good when you get to where you can do that, because you regain all kind of space, and space is almost as important, or if not more important, than stuff. Right, because I like elbow room. I like to be able to move around and see and find stuff. But I don't like having to reorder something that I already paid for that I threw away because I need the space. So six and one, half a dozen the other. Anyway, Harry, I'll turn it back over to you. I don't think I remembered everything, but I hit on the things that I could remember. KC4EZN, W4DJW, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Turned it back down to mid two. I don't know if that's the second or third. Should be a little quieter now. Anyway, my wife makes a list, and until it gets crossed off the list, it exists. Consolidating boxes is a good way to make it look like you have gotten rid of something. But I'll leave that up. That's crossing into territories that we don't cross into on the air. Anyway, my wife is into knitting and crocheting, and she works with Project Linus up here, which they make blankets for, primarily aimed at kids that are experiencing some life-threatening things. And then she's also worked with our Preshaw ministry at our church. So she's got her hands moving, not quite all the time, but some of the feedback that she's gotten from some of the folks that received the Preshaw, and even a note from a kid, because they put a little tag in the blanket that has where it came from and who made it, and they don't give the address of the maker, but you can send it back to the organization, and they'll forward it back to them, and that's very gratifying. So that's a good thing. The interesting thing about the Tintec is I used it till maybe 3 years ago, and I turned it on one day, and it didn't transmit. Received just fine. And that was good rationalization to buy a new radio. And so that's what I did, and finally got around this particular fellow, and it's not who you're talking about. All came highly recommended from some of the other folks up here. finally got around to carting it out to him, and basically what he wound up doing was resetting all of the connectors. That, of course, there too is all solid state, but you've got a bunch of boards. And he went in and reset all the connectors because he says after that much time you can get oxide films built up, stuff like that. And went through and cleaned the band switch, which that thing has got, I don't know how many wafers on it, but and it goes almost from the front to the back of the cabinet. Cleaned all that up, aligned it, and replaced the light bulb with an LED. And basically did not have to replace any parts. All I had to pay for his labor, which is quite reasonable. So that made me real happy because something that old, the question is, can you still find the parts? And anyway, like I say, I'll copy his business card and email it to you. This radio turned on, and I've got stuff scattered everywhere, rearranging things. You have to unplug and unhook and all that good stuff. It was good to watch people taking the test. We finished our classes up here a couple of weeks ago, did it on Zoom, and I'm kind of curious. We had a group from the Atlanta area came to our classes, and I think we've tried to help them find who gives tests in the Atlanta area, but I'm going to be kind of curious to see how well they did. Interesting bunch of people. And then if you keep your eyes open on the ARRL website, they had a program Wednesday night on this new RF exposure stuff that the FCC's coming out with. And very well done. Very interesting, and a lot of things changed, and a lot of things didn't change. And their basic recommendation was whatever you see on the internet, don't pay any attention to it because it's probably wrong. And I've seen some of it and wondered, now, is that really true? Well, it wasn't. But anyway, they supposedly recorded that whole session. The guy's got a nice PowerPoint, explains how it works, and like I say, watch the website. They're supposed to post a link to it, and it would be well worth watching for everybody because whatever your fear is, don't worry about it. Probably nothing you're going to have to worry about it, but then again, maybe you should. And I'll leave it at that. But we'll bounce it back to you, Dave. Enjoy talking. I'm going to go back and fiddle with my junk a little bit more and see if you can catch somebody else. And we'll talk at you later. W4DJW, KC4ECN. Enjoy.
Okay, Harry. Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the Tentec and the and the solder joints and the oxidation. When I was into my dad's radio, I noticed it's old Kenwood. But I noticed that I thought, well, that's a strange way for two PC boards to connect because it looked like the feet. There were five on one row and four on the other. So 9 feet were sticking out of one board. And it looked like the way the boards lined up in their mounting brackets, those 9 feet lined up with 9 pads on the other board. I thought, man, that's a strange way of making a connection between boards. I've never seen anything like that. It's just pressure fit because of the way the boards are bolted to the frame. I can't do that. They would never do that. And I got to looking at it even closer, and what I found out was one of the solder joints were oxidized, like you were talking about. And it just pulled the connector right off of the one board. It was still plugged into the other board. So I had to unplug the two connectors on one board, take that end that had the 9 feet on it, and solder it back onto the other board. And then when the boards lined up, the plug plugged in. So, yeah, I found other solder joints that looked kind of iffy. So all I did was remelted them and just touched it with a little piece of fresh solder that had some rosin in it, just enough to make it look shiny. Not enough to make a concave surface go to a convex surface. You know, that'd be too much solder. Just enough to to loosen it up and tighten it back up again to get rid of the oxidation. Anyway, things working good so far. So far, so good. We'll knock on wood and hope that continues to go that way. But we'll be looking for that ARRL. I see those emails come through that talk about that kind of stuff, but I very seldom go out there and look. But now I'll go out there and look. And I'm thinking you're probably talking about 5G, but I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, we'll go take a look and see. Because I know that's got a lot of feathers ruffled over in England, but I don't think, or Europe, you know, for that matter, and all of Europe, they're worried about 5G. But I'm thinking, like you're saying, there's really nothing to worry about. But although I do remember that when I had 2.4G running 90 watts effective radiated power about 3 feet from my head for that ham mesh network, because I was using high gain antennas, I was getting headaches every day until I turned that thing off. So, yeah, that was doing something. 90 watts at 2.4, 90 watts of effective radiated power at 2.4 gigahertz about 3 feet from your head is not a good idea. Anyway, that's just my personal experience. Appreciate you hanging around for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net and the right shoe portion, Harry. I believe you did get us into second shift because it's past the bottom half of the hour. We'll see what we've got. Take care. Stay safe. Look forward to doing it again the next time. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that might check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Whiskey 4, Hotel India. Name's Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Seneca.
J-W. WD4, D-Y-H, Johnny. Traveler's Rest, working out in the rain. Right now, it's not raining. I hope you're having a good evening. No traffic, no roundtable.
Okay, Nick Control, recognize W4HI. That's Bruce over in Seneca. Good to have you this night, Bruce. You sounded good on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. And WD4DYH, that's Johnny, who's working out in the, was raining a few minutes ago, but isn't raining now. Anyway, Johnny, I stay busy all day long, so it's a good thing we didn't get called up to the mountain, but maybe tomorrow. Anyway, take care, stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into, including Echolink, because I see there's an Echolink station over there. So Echolink stations or RF stations alike, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Hey, I've already rechecked. I've already checked in, David. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. I want to chill with you a little bit. Got a few questions involving a couple things I've been hearing on the repeater here recently on the nets.
Okay, Fred, well, it's your turn. You're next up. Go right ahead. The stump is yours, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4NNH. Yeah, been hearing you talk about APRS. I don't exactly know what it is. Been trying to look into it here and there, and I've actually got a radio on the way that is capable of doing APRS for my new mobile setup. But what exactly is APRS? And also, I heard you talk earlier today about digital modes. What digital modes are you putting on the repeater, David?
Okay, Fred. So APRS, big subject. I could talk about it from now till this time tomorrow and still wouldn't have, well, we might have scratched the surface by then. There's this thing. There's a digital mode that is a digital mode that's been around for years and years and years that's not human language digital mode, which there's a human language digital mode. We'll get to that later. But for now, there is a digital mode that's called APRS. It uses the what's called the AX25 protocol. That's a RF transmission protocol. It's how you can turn the alphabet turn RF into the alphabet, and it transmits pretty quick, like 1200 kilobits per second or 9600 kilobits per second. It's pretty fast, so you can identify with it. You'll hear people when they key up the radio or when they unkey the radio, you'll hear something go real quick like that every now and then. You hear it on commercial radios a lot. You hear it here every now and then. I heard it on Alex Radio, K4BAN. I heard it the other night on his. Sometimes you'll hear it on Billy's. That is AX25. On top of that protocol, and that what that is that's them sending out their call sign. So they're compliant with the FCC rules because they are sending out the call sign, and it's not an encrypted format. It's a widely known format. and it's a whole lot faster than saying W4DJW, because that takes a long time compared to, and that's all you hear when they when theirs goes through that AX25. On top of AX25, okay, that's the transport protocol. On top of that, there's an application protocol called APRS, Automated Packet Reporting System. You'll hear some people call it Automated Position Reporting something, but it's much more than just position. Position is one of the things that it can do. It's actually using packet radio. Packet radio is that AX25 format. What they did was they said, okay, this AX25 can be anything and everything. It can be too many things. It's too loose. It's not tight enough. We're going to put a standard on it. We're going to call that APRS. And what that means is you can stand up an APRS capable server, and they call them iGates or Digipeters or just a client, right? You can stand them up and you can put them on a mobile rig, for example, and that mobile rig will send out beacons every now and then. There's like a time interval that it sends out a beacon, and it's got a GPS that's connected to it. And it sends out a beacon, and it says, here I am, and this is my call sign, and this is the radio I'm using, and this is the other side of the transmitter if you want to talk to me on Simplex, right? And other people can recognize that. If you're a group of people that's traveling together, you can see everybody's call sign that's in a row and make sure your caravan of people are all safe. If somebody's doing a bike race, then you can have people with APRS stations set up. And if anybody has any trouble, you can tell them go to W4DJW's call sign. And nobody has to give directions on where that is. They just go straight, drive straight to it because it's on their screen. APRS does that for them. It does a lot of more than that, but that's just scratching the surface on it. So that's one of two questions. So if you've got any more questions on that, that's perfectly fine, because if you've got that question, it's highly likely somebody else does too. The other one is digital radio modes. There are repeaters that are made by Kenwood that do a digital mode such that if you were listening to the input right now, all you would hear is just static, shh, but it's transmitting audio and is taking the analog audio that you're listening to from me right now and is changing it into a digital format, right? That's that, like when you record your voice on your computer and you use a microphone and you record it. That's a digital format that's getting recorded and written to the hard drive, right? That's changing analog to digital, and then you can read that digital, and you can recreate the analog so that you can actually hear what was said. So that's the recording. There are repeaters that do that. It's still out there for discussion, but there are people that think that that is higher quality than analog. And in some cases, they're right, but in other cases, they're wrong. Like, for example, analog will penetrate through harsh conditions where digital just throws up its hands and says, that's too hard, I'm not going to do that, right? But when digital does get through, it's much clearer and it's much more pleasant to the ear than analog because they filter out all the noise. It's because it's digital, you can do that. You can read every bit and byte, and you can remove stuff that is, you know, stuff that you don't want to have to hear. So it can be cleaned up a lot better than analog can be cleaned up. But it also doesn't, I can listen to somebody that's right at the noise floor on analog, and I can hear them, and I can recognize their voice, and I can check them in. Whereas if it's digital and they're right at the noise floor, chances are the digital's not even going to try to decode it because it can't. So, Fred, I'm hoping I'm not talking too long, hoping that's making sense. KO4NNH W4DJW.
No, that actually helps me out a lot. I've been playing with FT8 and FT4 on 10 meter here recently, and I've been hearing a lot about APRS over here on the repeater, and I heard you talk about some digital modes earlier tonight. I was just really curious. Been really interested in the digital modes on the ham radio, so that's one of those I've been playing with here recently. But yeah, Dave, I really appreciate that. Honestly, that actually explains a lot more than I was thinking APRS and digital modes really were. That actually helps me out understand those way more than I thought I did. So thanks so much for that. Back to you, KO4NNH, back to NetControl.
Okay, Fred. Well, again, I do appreciate you asking that question, because if you have that question, chances are highly likely with all the new amateur radio operators that we have out there that they've got that same question. And that, and when you said the FT8, that reminded me, that is yet another type of digital. That's where computers talk to computers with digital, and then they translate it into text so that we can read it as humans. All right, so we're like the side effect of that. That's actually the flip side of the digital that I was explaining, where it's voice over digital. Voice over digital is hard to do when you get down mixed in with the noise floor. So they just throw up their hands and give up a lot sooner than analog will. For example, analog's never going to give up, but you may not be able to pull that out with your ears. Depending on how good your ears are, you may or you may not be able to, where voice over digital, not really going to make it near as far as your ears can make it for with analog. But when it comes to digital on HF, where two computers are talking together, that's better than any of the above, right? That's better than analog. That's better than digital to voice, right? That they can go really, really low. I can transmit at 1/10 of a watt on WSPR, Whisper, Weak Signal Propagation Reporter, WSPR. You'll hear about that. They call it whisper. I can whisper at 1/10 of a watt here at my QTH, and they can hear me in Australia. Me at 1/10 of a watt, and they can decode what I'm saying in Australia. And I can hear them transmitting at 1/10 of a watt, and I can decode what they're saying from Australia to here. I can do that from here to Japan. I can do that from here to China, from here to Sri Lanka. So that's the third type of digital, where you've got two computers talking together with digital. It takes 2 minutes to transfer, because it's a lot of there. I mean, there's a lot of checks and balances there. But that's yet another type of digital that is superior to any other kind of communication that you've got when it comes to cutting through the noise. Right? That stuff cuts through noise like you wouldn't believe. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope that helped somewhat. Don't hesitate to ask questions like that. And that goes for anybody out there. I know when you're new at this, it just sounds like there's just so, you're like a kid in a candy factory, and you just can't figure out what to grab next. But anyway, Fred, appreciate you jumping up there and throwing that question out there on the table. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge TV Internet? Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
71DMB, and I'd like to check in late. David in Simpsonville, thank you. And 73s, thank you for calling in tonight, Dave.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N1DMB. That's David. Good talking to you earlier today, David. I enjoyed our QSO. Appreciate you taking some time to check in with us this evening. One last call, all the way through the alphabet. We have 39. We need 40. We need one more. All the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge TV Internet, call W4DJW.
Net Control. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Echo Whiskey Juliet, Bill in Easley.
Control. 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, Kurt in Greenville, negative, negative.
Okay, very good. We got a couple more. I recognize KC1, EWJ, that's Bill in Easley, formerly Blackstone, Mass, I think. I think that's where is that where you come from, Bill?
Moved down recently to be with our grandchildren. So, yeah, we lived outside of Boston, Mass., so we moved down a few months ago. We're really roaming down here. Over.
Okay, I thought I recognized that. I used to have to go to Boston, like, a couple times a year for about 5 years there. I really enjoyed it. Even in the wintertime, it was fun. I went to Cheers a couple of times and really enjoyed going that and the trail, I forget what they call that, Freedom Trail. Anyway, had a good time in Boston. I know you kind of miss it, but you're probably not going to miss the cold weather, but I know you're going to miss Boston. It's a nice place. But we do appreciate you being with us down here, and hope everything goes well for you. Hope you enjoy it. And do appreciate you taking the time to check in on the net with us this evening. And we also have KM4BLH. That's Curtis, who's over in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Curtis. You're sounding good. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, Whiskey Sierra 8 Delta.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WS8D. That is Mike over in Campobello. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Haven't talked to you in a while. It's good talking to you again. Hope to see you out there at the airfield sometime soon when all this rain and wind gets over and things get back to normal. Anyway, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Last call, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you would enjoy it. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.